Hey everybody, welcome to our channel, Learning English Through Music. I'm Linda. So the song I'm recommending today is called Nothing. Tell you one secret, whenever I'm going to looking for fantastic songs, I would just type in the name. For example, Nothing. And then it will pop out a lot of songs that have the same name. What I do is I just choose the ones that are really good. So sometimes when you see I posted one song named Nothing, and then several days later I post another song that has the same name, just don't be surprised.
Something in your eyes, I knew that nothing else would be the same, but I wish that I could grow up the way.
各位好，这里是可可听歌学英语，那我是 Linda， 正在播放这首歌的名字叫做 Nothing。 同学可以在虾米音乐上下载，那喜欢琳达同学可以关注微信公众号胡姬生 Mistletoe。
Your body, I know I could ease the pain.
Ease the pain.
And I know you done miss me too. And if that's true, well, I'm sorry. But at least I'm on my feet again. I'm on my feet again. But listen, girl.
Anyway, I didn't have a good feeling about this song. It's like, it's gonna be boring and I'm gonna sound boring. But anyway, I hope that you like it. okay, let's move on to our next part. 词汇扩展部分接下来看啊，音乐之后。Hey, 有没有发现我不在状态的时候整个人就是有点胡言乱语的。来看一下词汇扩展部分今天准备了哪些单词呢，因为怎么说有些单词的话是 personally I need them, I need to understand them, learn how to use them, when to use them, but maybe they're not what you need, but anyway, just bear with me for a moment. 有没有发现我现在又有一点在有点啰啰嗦嗦了。来 来看今天准备第一个单词啊，是我的一个词汇积累，是我自己的词汇本里面的内容。第一个单词的话呢，叫做，大家知道 illusion 是什么意思吧？illusion 就是名词，表示什么？出现幻觉啊，对不对？抱有幻想，出现幻觉。那今天咱们这个词的话，在前面加上了一个 dis。昨天我们有讲到这个单词，对不对？那我今天想再跟大家一起再来复习一下这个单词。Disillusion, D-I-S-I-L-L-U-S-I-O-N, illusion 的前面加上一个 D-I-S。 那刚刚讲说 illusion 是幻想嘛，对不对？出现幻想，出现幻觉。那前面加上一个否定词缀 disillusion 的话，那就表示哎，这个幻想不见了，被破灭掉了。那就是什么呢？就是不再抱有幻想，或者说失望，或者说被泼了冷水，或者醒悟过来这种感觉。好，第一句昨天讲过了，我昨天讲过了吗？ I'm really getting old. I don't know, it's just my memories. I'm losing memory. Is it a good thing? Because there are memories you don't want to remember. Anyway.又开始在干嘛？胡言乱语。来看一下这个 disillusion 的一个例句。disillusion， 哎，我讲一个单词，大家就都记住好不好？不要只是来听声音了，好吧？ disillusion 这个单词我也记住了。disillusion， dis 后面 illusion， disillusion 表示不再抱有幻想、失望、被泼冷水或者醒悟。听一下动词例句。那我的手一直在点这个鼠标啊， sorry。 他说我实在是不想泼你冷水，但是事实就是这样子啊，并非每个人都像你这么诚实嘛，对吧？来， I hate to disillusion you, but not everyone is as honest as you. 我真的不想泼你冷水，真的不想说把你那种幻想啊给打破灭掉啊。那事实上就这样子啊，并不是大家都像你这么蠢，像你这么诚实。I hate to disillusion you, but not everyone is as honest as you. 下面一个，我不愿意做那个就是，让他失望的人，泼他冷水的人，使他幻想破灭的人。I hate to be the one to disillusion him. I hate to be the one to disillusion him.你发现没有， disillusion 是动词哦，我刚刚讲 illusion 是一个名词，对不对？但是这个 disillusion 它可以作为动词来使用。哎，我还是在怀疑我昨天有讲这个单词吗？下一句他说他不知道他的爸爸是个贼，那我也不愿意就是去泼他冷水，或者说去向他揭露父亲的这个真面目，或者让他失望啊，或者去打破他心目中的那个父亲的形象。 She doesn't know her father is a thief, and I don't want to disillusion her. She doesn't know her father is a thief. 我刚念错诶，这个 thief 应该是长元音 e， 嘴角要向两边裂开了啊。 She doesn't know her father is a thief, and I don't want to disillusion her.下面的看一下 disillusion， 它也可以作为名词来使用，就表示什么呢？幻灭、破灭、失望这样一种状态啊。比如说啊，他说这个人们呢，对现有的这个政党已经失望透顶了，或者已经不再抱有幻想了。There is disillusion with established political parties. Established.它变为过去分词之后呢，就表示有形容词的这个功能，表示已经成立的、建立的这些政党 political parties. There is disillusion with the 对 established political parties. 人们对现有的政党已经不再抱有幻想了。我发现第一个单词真的是很无聊， disillusion， 为什么我要学这个单词？我不知道啊，我觉得它有用诶，对你有没有用？来看第二个， 第二个的话呢可能会更加 boring 一点。第二个的话对我来说蛮有用的，它表示影响力，有影响力这样一个意思，它也可以表示手段或者是杠杆力或者优势，叫做 leverage, leverage, L-E-V-E-R-A-G-E, leverage, leverage, 表示影响力、手段、优势。短语，外交影响力， diplomatic leverage, diplomatic leverage, diplomatic leverage, diplomatic 外交的。他的市长身份使他有能力办成一些事情，搞定一些事情。His position...As mayor gives him leverage to get things done, to get things done. 他的市长身份职位能够使他搞定一些事情。下面一个例句太长了，也太无聊了，你自己看吧，不要念了。来看第三个，第三个的话我觉得蛮好用，第三个是看美剧时候听到的，他说叫做 hide out, hide, H-I-D-E, 什么意思？动词表示躲藏，对吧？后面加上一个 U-O-U-T, hide out, hide out, 连起来读 hide out, hide out, 就是名词藏身处、隐蔽所、隐蔽的地方。例句，心情不好的时候我就会躲在这个地方，This is my hideout when I feel bad. This is my hideout when I feel bad. 警察跟踪这个团伙找到了他们的藏身处。The police tracked the gang to their hideout. 一直跟踪他们到他们的老巢里面。The police tracked 跟踪 the gang to their hideout. Hey, 下面一个单词非常有趣的，下面一个单词的话有点像那个刮胡刀啊 razor, 但是呢它不是 razor, 它是变成名词之前的动词 raise, R-A-Z-E, raise, raise, R-A-Z-E, 我觉得今天晚上你们能够唯一记住的单词可能就是一个 raise 了raise, R-A-Z-E, 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 raise, 动词的时候表示什么呢？表示刮胡子嘛 no, 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 它表示夷为平地，是不是非常具有杀伤力，夷为平地 raise 或者破坏拆毁。例句啊，他说呢 both places were virtually razed to the ground。 诶，我改一下这个字幕啊， both places were virtually, virtually 基本上啊，几乎 both places were virtually razed to the ground, 两个地方啊，然后这两个地方基本上被夷为平地，稍等一下啊，两个地方基本上被夷为平地 razed, I'm on my feet again, I'm on my feet again, but listen girl,不要讲太多了，咱们复习一遍吧。第一个就是不再抱有幻想，对什么 disillusion, 既可以作为名词也可以作为动词，对什么不再抱有幻想，泼什么什么冷水，使什么什么醒悟过来，或者名词幻灭破灭失望。第二个是 leverage, 影响力手段优势 leverage, L-E-V-E-R-A-G-E。第三个是藏身处，差点又说成平舌，说成卷舌了。藏身处，藏身处，藏身处 ，hide out, hide out, hide out。最后一个单词是 raise, raise。Alright, and thank you for listening. 现在做节目越来越随便了。Is it a good thing or is it a bad thing? 是好事吧？我觉得。Yeah. But anyway, thank you for listening. I'm Linda. See you all next time. Have a great day tomorrow. Tomorrow. Have a great day tomorrow. Or the day after tomorrow. Or every day. I swear I'm not drunk. I'm not drunk. Anyway, good night or good morning. Or good afternoon or good evening. Love you. Bye.